This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
All right, let's go down the highway. Let's get a little adventure with Brian Johnson, automobile analyst, Barclays Capital. Strong U.S. sales, Vani, in December, capping a remarkable year for the automobile industry, particularly Japanese brands in 2013, maybe even better. Let's find out. Brian, good to have you with us on Bloomberg.
Good afternoon.
So what do you make of the report? Sales of new cars and trucks expected to total around 14.5 million after all the car makers announced their figures today.
Yeah, no, it's been a decent year for the automotive industry, 14.5 million. That's up about, I think, about 14% over last year. There have been some special factors at play. The Japanese, who you flagged, were coming off from a very soft sales year in 2011 due to the earthquake that limited supplies of vehicles. But nevertheless, the consumer's shown themselves to be in decent shape. And if anything, it's better than the we'd been at this number for a while. Looked like midsummer, though, that sales were kind of stalled. So it's been a very good fourth quarter for sales.
You know, the automakers seem to display very different strategies. Ford leaving sales on the table even because they wouldn't discount, whereas GM had so much inventory it couldn't discount enough.
I mean, GM would say that incentives were not up year over year, but in general, Ford is being very disciplined on incentives, while its market share tends to fluctuate around a bit, for example, in the pickup truck segment. GM is more on again, off again with incentives overall good, but for example, in November, their incentives were quite low on the pickup trucks for most of the month, and then that really set up a say some deferred buying that they got in December. We'll see if there's payback in January, February for that kind of approach.
Brian Johnson, I want to ask you about Volkswagen. Annual sales up a staggering 35%. Is this because they've got access to cheap money?
Well, that's more the case for, that's one of the reasons Volkswagen's gaining share in Europe relative to, say, the French and Italians who have very high borrowing costs. In the U.S., it's actually much more a story of having the right product at the right price point. They opened this year their factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So what it means is that, for example, the new Passat is made in Tennessee as opposed to imported from Germany. So they were able to reposition the price point from about $27,000, which was a distinct premium to the Japanese and Ford, and GM into the $21,000-$22,000 range, which is right in the middle of the other competitors in the market. So a pretty good product combined with a price people hadn't seen before in Volkswagen really led to share gains.
Brian, what about the products at Chrysler? That's the smallest of the Detroit automobile makers. It had the best year among all those companies, the U.S. companies. Sales up 21%. December sales up 10%. Jeep Grand Cherokee, that SUV, the Ram pickup, and the Chrysler 300.
Yeah, I mean, Chrysler is benefiting from a better car lineup this year than in the past year, which is finally getting its customers to be real retail buyers as opposed to just car rental companies. The Grand Cherokee was relaunched last year, continues to do very well, especially with gas prices being more moderate. And then on the Ram, it's a combination of a decent product and just with the new management team, a much better focus on execution and on identifying the kind of commercial segments that can drive growth there.
Brian, just pick out the top three or four standout models that sold this year in droves.
Well, you certainly had the rebound of Toyota, you know, led by the Camry and the Prius. Part of that was just the continued strength, and part of that was just an easy comp. Ford has done reasonably well with the Focus as a launch. GM, you know, it's overlooked, but GM on the while the Cruise isn't maybe doing as well as it had last year, was a very strong seller. And then just the F-150 continued strong sales momentum, particularly in the EcoBoost model on the domestic side. And then again, you flagged the Volkswagen Passat and the Volkswagen lineup as particularly strong winners without necessarily, you know, off of an easy base. It was just reflecting the rollout of their new U.S. strategy.
Brian, a little bit more, if you can, on pickup trucks. You mentioned the F-150. Tell us about the health of the pickup truck business.
We view the pickup truck business as a good business, about growing a little bit faster, more or less, than overall sales. We think there's probably a little bit too much bullishness around some investors we talk to who think that pickup trucks are going to be booming along with housing starts. We do think that housing starts are supportive of pickup truck sales, but as we've gone through the statistics, the weak link is maybe not as strong to overall mix of pickup trucks as people might like to think. So, for example, this month looks like pickup trucks grew 7%. Housing starts last month were up 20%. Overall auto sales this month were up 15%. So while the pickup truck market is in good shape, it may not be quite as exciting as some people would like to think.
Who's doing best on margins?
Well, right now, Ford is, amongst the U.S. players, the leaders in U.S. and North American margins. And it's really, again, off the strength of the EcoBoost engine. It's done a good job repositioning its cars at a higher price point than it had 4 or 5 years ago, finally getting some operating leverage, followed by GM. And then Chrysler, despite very good sales gain, continues to be the lagger in terms of operating margin.
Brian, can you give us an update on the world of automobile franchises? Because they went through a very difficult time, particularly the bankruptcy year of 2009 with GM and Chrysler, in many cases, pulling their franchises.
Well, with the cuts that were made, which continue to be controversial, were mainly to smaller dealers in more rural markets, as well as some of the metro markets where there have just been too many dealers relative to the remaining market. So at least for the publicly traded companies, that didn't really affect them as well. The new car sales have been strong. In addition, as many of your listeners probably know, the auto dealers make more of their money on the parts and service and as on the used car sales, both of which the used car sales have been particularly strong this year with very strong used car prices off a little bit of their tsunami peak, but that's been a source of profits. And then the parts and service, a little bit softness mid-year when it looked like the economy was slowing around, but on a margin basis, still very profitable.
I want to thank you very much for joining us, Brian Johnson. Profitable to listen to Brian. He's an automobile analyst at Barclays Capital.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.